Lebanese lawmakers have failed to pick a president for the third time in less than a month. The failure came after legislators affiliated with Hezbollah and its allies boycotted the third round of voting in parliament, leaving lawmakers without the necessary quorum. Well, now Parliament Speaker Nabi Berri has announced May 15 as the next date for the election. The mandate of President Michel Suleiman expires on May 25, but given the deep division between Lebanese MPs over the next president, it seems the country is coming closer to being left without a president at all. The deep rifts and divisions in Lebanon have worsened because of the raging conflict in neighboring Syria. Our correspondent Ali Wiss joins us from Beirut to tell us what he thinks about what has happened there in the parliament there. Well, Ali Wiss, I mean, we have the parliament speaker Nabi Berri setting May 15 as the next date. What is there to say that things are going to change by then? How is this going to come about in terms of a consensus in order for the next president to be picked there?
Indeed, up until now, there are no signs that we might make some progress. Each side accuses the other of procrastination or of stalling the process. Hezbollah and its allies in the March 8 movement say that March 14 is behaving in a somewhat unrealistic way by choosing Samir Jaja as a president, because Samir Jaja is indeed not a consensus figure, but a very polarizing figure, the extreme anti-Hezbollah figure, and that's exactly the opposite of consensus. So in that perspective, Hezbollah and the March 8 say that by opting for Samir Jaja, March 14 is the one stalling or delaying the process. On the other hand, you have March 14 accusing March 8 of not actually nominating any presidential candidate up until now, not naming a figure, and hence they say March 8 is the one stalling the process. So there is deep polarization, and as I said, there are no signs as of yet as to who will back down. It might be the fact that March 14 could be waiting for some developments to take place in Syria, but developments in Syria, as we all see, seem to be in the favor of the government, so waiting might even put them in a even less favorable position. I think in the end what it could come down to is the foreign element, specifically the role Saudi Arabia could play with its allies. We know that the most influential foreign player on March 14 is Saudi Arabia. The Saudi ambassador to Lebanon has been paying some visits recently, including, if I'm not mistaken, a visit to Parliament Speaker Nabi Berri himself. So we have to wait and see if there is somewhat a change of Saudi heart, because any change of the Saudi heart would quickly impact March 14, and then it might be facilitated, this process of electing a president. So I think we have to wait and see, you know, the foreign ambassadors in Lebanon, their activity, what it could lead to, and how it could affect the stances taken by the factions here in Lebanon.
Well, the problem is as you mentioned there acutely there, Ali, is the fact that you have June 3rd being the elections in Syria, but really all fingers are pointing to Assad winning that election. So waiting this out doesn't seem to be in the best interest for March 14th. So what would make Saudi Arabia actually influence the decision maker there at March 14th in order to, again, reach that happy medium to have the interests of Hezbollah taken into account and then come up with a candidate?
Well, Saudi Arabia might be in a state, or is being described now in a state of confusion with regards to its foreign policy. Its bets on Bashar al-Assad falling appear to have met a dead end. As we can see, Bashar al-Assad seems to be on his way maybe to being elected another term. Indeed, it's quite certain now that he won't be toppled militarily. And so I think, you know, Saudi Arabia, it might be the fact that the time might be not ripe as of yet to go ahead and grant a president which favors Hezbollah or which doesn't take a hostile stance towards the resistance. It might be the fact that Saudi Arabia is putting its bets on further giving arms to some of the armed opposition groups in Syria. maybe influencing or may influencing Washington into having a more aggressive role in support of the opposition. On that note, maybe we can refer to the Obama administration's decision of granting official diplomatic status to the officers of the Syrian opposition in Washington. Ahmad Jarba, the head of the opposition coalition, is in Washington indeed today, and Jarba is considered to be Saudi Arabia's man. So maybe Saudi Arabia still thinks that it can change some things on the ground in Syria, and so hence it doesn't need to grant Hezbollah or its allies all their wishes here in Lebanon by opting for a president who wouldn't go against Hezbollah. Maybe Saudi Arabia, as I said, still feels that there's time to change facts on the ground in Syria, although to many observers that may seem more and more unrealistic.
Indeed. Thank you very much for that. Eli Weiss, good to see you. Of course, one of them talking to us from Beirut.